Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. The only Catholic university in the West Bank is that of Bethlehem. I recently visited the students there together with a delegation of bishops, known as Holy Land Coordination, who were on their 13th annual pilgrimage to the region. For the record, this university was founded in the aftermath of the visit of Pope Paul VI to the Holy Land in 1964. It's supported by the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, is run by the De La Salle brothers, and is open to all faiths. And as I discovered, Christian students there are a minority. But why don't you listen to my conversation with three students, one of whom is Muslim, as they highlight the bonds of friendship and understanding that develop amongst themselves, and their desire to stay in the Holy Land despite all the difficulties.
It means a lot to me to live in the Holy Land, to be a Christian who lives here. Although it's difficult because we struggle a lot, but it means a lot to me.
Yeah, here living in Palestine has been an honor for me because many people, like, their biggest wish is to live here.
You're lucky to live here, but there are checkpoints everywhere.
Of course, we are very limited here, like with the wall and everything. Like most of our lands were taken away from us, and like many people were put in jail for no particular reason. It really touches us, and it's always in our memory that there's somebody on the other side who controls everything and limits our lives, and we can't do anything about it.
The other dark side of our life is the Israeli occupation, which limits almost every aspect of our lives. We don't have freedom to transport in our own country. Transporting from one Palestinian city to another Palestinian city is very, very difficult. The road that would take 20 minutes, in the usual, we have to travel for 3 hours in twisted ways. Also, as she mentioned, we don't have an airport, so for instance, if we want to travel outside the country, we have to go to Jordan, which is also a nightmare, traveling to Jordan, because we have to pass like 3 checkpoints, Palestinian and the Jordanian and an Israeli checkpoint, across the bridge, the King Abdullah Bridge.
It takes you like half a day for like...
Yeah, you sometimes we think about traveling and the trouble of traveling to Jordan for months.
Forget about
it. Yeah.
Here at this university, you have a lot of Muslims. Are you all Christians, the three of you?
No, yeah. I'm a Muslim.
You're a Muslim?
Actually, yeah.
And it seems like you get on well together. Is that true? I'll ask you because you're the Muslim.
Yeah, it's actually in Bethlehem University in general, we don't discriminate. For me personally, I had many situations that I think that my friends are Christians and they turn up to be Muslims and the other way around. After like 2 or 3 months of being in interaction with them, it really gives us a message that we don't care about our differences, but we care about that we're people who live together in the same place and we respect each other and we have nothing but respect and love for the other side.
You mentioned the fact that it's difficult for you to be friends with Jews of your peer group or Israelis of your peer group.
Because they are not allowing us to have this kind of relationship. You know, with all the things that they do, like if I go and make friends with them, I don't think their parents are going to let me, or my parents are going to let me, because past generations, and also this new generation, are more understanding. I think from my point of view, I can make friends with them, but also I can't forget. You know, it's still like, well, you killed my mom. No, you murdered my father. It's like this. You know?
You were saying about your parents, there's a legacy from your parents of mistrust.
Yes, they don't trust. And it's not easy, also.
Also, someone was making the point that at checkpoints, if someone from your peer group could be with a machine gun at the checkpoint.
Yeah. Actually, one of my friends here mentioned that he was like in a conference that brings Palestinians and Israelis together and try to make them like discuss the situation here. And one of the Israeli guys asked him to why don't we discuss the matter, the conflict. And my friend's answer was, we can't discuss things outside Palestine. Why don't we discuss them in Palestine? But still, in Palestine, my friend will be passing through a checkpoint, while the Israeli person will be letting him or not letting him pass through the checkpoint. So it's not a fair deal, because one side is with guns and with the most sophisticated weapons ever built by human beings, and the other side is like barehanded and can't even defend his home while being bombarded by the F-16 or the Apache helicopter.
You wanted to say something?
Well, I have a friend in the summer. She went with the scout to a youth conference with the Jewish. They are normal people like us. They also struggle because they don't want to be, most of them don't want to become a soldiers. So she said they are like us. We mustn't hate them.
I think generally you were all saying that you are viewed as terrorists abroad because of your nationality.
And like people will not interact with us in the same way they interact with other people. Like they know you're from Palestine. Oh, okay.
What about the Arab Spring? How is that in a broader context? How does that impact on you?
The Arab Spring represents change in general, which could be good and could be bad, especially for the Palestinian case. But we're like observing the situation, trying to understand as much as we can from the situation and the different variables and the different influences of different countries, outside countries. And also we're hoping the best for our brothers in the other Arab countries, and we hope that this will bring a better future for the Middle East in general.
Talking about a better future, can you just briefly tell me what your dreams are?
Actually, my dream is to build a software company here in Palestine. After studying for the master's and working outside for a couple of years, I plan to come back here.
Well, I hope I can go to Italy to continue my study, then come back here and to build a family.
My dreams actually hopefully aren't here. I want to finish my studies here first, and then I want to learn as many languages as I can, because many tourists come here, and whenever I see one, I will tell them, like, everything they can know about this place.
But you all want to stay here?
Yes. Yeah, eventually, yeah, sure. It's our land, that's our home, and we have to stay here and live here with our families and our friends and the people we love.
I want to live here and die here. It will be like an honor.
You were listening there to students from Bethlehem University, the only Catholic such institution in the West Bank. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.